I guess what they called right before I did. And get this. They were the 1,400th caller. And they got like a $500 cash prize or something. Yeah. If I had just... They beat me out. I've never called Big Fatty in my life. The one time I do it, if those guys had just butted the hell out, I would have been the 1,400th caller, and I would have got the $1,000 prize. Now, I think this puts me in running for another cash moolah prize. Because that dig, Kathy Bacon, she's got some kind of sideline thing going on there. Another prize thingy. And I think I'm in the running for it now. I think that's $5,000. That was a new prize.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1233 of the BFO for Thursday, the 18th of October, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'll show you. I've got a couple of voice letters, and can you guess what it's going to be? Can you hear that? Hello, gassies. Big Freddy, I'll ask it again. Are you looking in the mirror? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I am embarrassed to say that I was not aware of this when I recorded the Hump Day little show. But, y'all, evidently, Wednesday the 17th of October was National Ass Day. Big Freddy, please. And, so I hope you showed your ass, Big Freddy. You do it every day. Anyway, y'all, I hope you all had a happy ass day. Oh, Lord. Y'all, I don't really have a whole lot to talk about today. Y'all, busy day in the coal mine. I got one little project taken care of today that needed to be taken care of, and so y'all, it's done and it's gone. It's in the books, not the binders, because that's where the women's are. The women's are in the binders, but Big Freddy, what the hell are you? Never mind. Anyway, y'all, I found out, and I watched the dancing on, Tuesday night, and y'all, and just in case some of you didn't see the outcome, I won't say it, but needless to say, I'm a happy fatty. Y'all, speaking of happy fatties, evidently that Kim Beaver is not mad at Big Fatty after all. And y'all, that makes me a happy fatty. And she was just saying that, you know, when I was talking about the fat people on the scooters or the rascals on that South Park little show, y'all, she thought I was making fun of the fat people. No, what was making me giggle like a little schoolgirl in a fish cannery was them on the rascals, because y'all, that's what you see, and you just go, oh dear Gussie, if anyone needs to walk, it's you. No, and y'all, Miss Beaver thinks that she's El Gordis. Yes, Big Fatty, which is different than El Gordo. It's the female El Gordis. But y'all, she's not. She is Miss Beaver. Yeah, she's got a tail on a Big Fatty, please. But anyway, But y'all, evidently all is good now. All is good. And evidently Miss Bacon's not mad at me either. She was, I think she was upset with Poodle McNoodle. Big Freddy, I don't need her mad at me. Because you kept beating her at the words with Freddy. Well, Big Freddy, I'm sorry that I can't suck at it as much as you do. Anyway, but y'all, during my lunch time on hump day, y'all, can you hear that? Can you hear that? Y'all went by the Von's East, and y'all, in the newspaper on hump day, y'all, they had the coupon for the spend $50 in groceries and you can buy a $50 gas card for $40. So y'all, I was on a shopping spree today. And y'all, I had a coupon to buy one card and get a card free. So y'all, I need to get a couple of cards here. And y'all, speaking of that, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box, but I'm not going to play the music, y'all, because y'all, I believe I have received a gay grandma card. Because it's in an orange envelope. So, y'all, I'm going to wait till the 31st and open it on Gay Crema. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. We'll play the music then. Yes, Big Freddy, we can't wait. So, anyway, so I got cards, and y'all, I bought me a chuck roast, and I got some more egg whites, and garden salad, some string beans, and some smoked sausage, and chicken bazooms, and ground chuck. Y'all, can you tell I bought a lot of meat? Because, y'all, that runs the bill up quickly. And, y'all, I got some crinkled cut carrots, and some broccoli and cheese sauce. And, y'all, they had the fried chicken tenders on sale. So I got me some of those for my lunch. Then I got the $50 gas card, and y'all, my total, after the $10, was, subtracted and the coupons and all. Oh, and by the way, the toilet paper was the penny coupon today. And y'all, I it wasn't the brand that I knew, normally wipe my ass. Big Freddy, please. That I complete the paperwork with, but y'all, I decided I'd go ahead and get it, and you know, I'll put it in the angel tree basket, you know, because you know nothing says crema for the children like a 4-roll pack of the toilet tissue. But y'all, and I got the old person transaction discount, y'all. So I spent $94.88, but remember I got $50 worth of gas still coming at me. And y'all, I saved $27.88. So y'all, I think that's pretty good. Pretty good. Pretty good for somebody who gets the old person discount. Yes, Big Freddy, they didn't even ask you. They just said, oh, he's ancient. Give it to him. So anyway, y'all, I went over to the 20. Y'all, there, I had a lot of, first of all, y'all, I've got a couple of voice letters to play today, but y'all, I got a voice letter, and it was from someone in the Washington, D.C. 202 area code, but y'all, something went wrong with the mechanical, and, y'all, I couldn't download the file. So y'all, if you happen to have called Big Friday, then please call back, cause I don't have that what do you call it, that voice letter to play for you. Yes, Big Friday, we know. But y'all, I went over here the other day and I thought, oh, I need to go over here and read some names out, cause y'all, I had 22 or 23 follower requests over here. What, y'all, one of them was that Mark in Canada, Mexico. Y'all, I approved him. I know him. But y'all, if you know of any of these people, or if you hear your name called, y'all, please send Big Fatty an e-letter. Let me know that you're not one of those spiced ham, you know, spam people. So y'all, here we go. I'm just going to read them out. Kayla Thompson, Every woman should have four pets. Oh, Big Freddy. And a jackass who pays for everything. Big Freddy. Olivia Capt. And y'all, that is spelled C-A-T-T. She's not perfect. She fucks it up. So don't judge her unless you're a unicorn. Big Freddy. Nicola Cameron. Nicola Cameron is a writer of erotic romance. Big Freddy. Frank Figuero, former child porn star, no, not porn star, former child star in the Japan, Mexico. Mrs. Gailey, a volunteer in her community. Humas one, and y'all, it looks like some sort of a varmint or something for the icon. Clickrod. Y'all, that is Rod Hensel. He's a writer and editor and an audiobook listener. Yes, Big Fatty. Michael Golden, a science librarian. Yes, Big Fatty. J.A. Burns, who says that he enjoys hanging with his two teenage boys. Yes, Big Fatty. Jack Chivers. A blogger and an atheist and a big banger. Big Freddy, please. Not on National Ass Day, please. Zachariah Boyer, a photographer and a podcaster from Indiana. Janice, who was born cool. The Chick on Chickafil. The Chris Cannon. Dolores, who loves life and radio. Big Freddy. Rabbit Viola, and who raises rescue Angora rabbits. The Countess, who's a casual observer of life. Hockey Guy 13, a gay guy working in Central Florida. Thomas is a diary of a fat, black, and tired, thrilling, open-minded man. Y'all, it sounds very much like the Vons. Yo, yo, yo! Ronnie Bird, Glitterpuss, who's a runner, a reader, and a crossword fanatic. And WNYSTARSAGE. So I guess that's Western New York. Star Sage, and y'all, that's a telecom slave who's a happily married homo. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if any of those are you, let Big Fatty know, and I'll be more than happy to approve you to follow Big Fatty on the 20. Big Fatty, you're so generous.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. And oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry. At Disney World, but this time I'm calling with a trip update because I'm with someone that you know, and it is, say hello.
Hello, Big Fatty.
It's your nanny, your favorite nanny, Elizabeth Poppins, and she's here. She's drinking a Singapore Sling, which is made with the gin, and I think she's drunk now. I'm just kidding. But anyway, we're here, and we were talking about you, so we thought we'd call in give you the update on what's going on. Okay, you're fat.
Dear Gussie, Big Freddy, why? Where'd that voice come from? Well, I don't know. Y'all, Vader, he was down at the Rodentville, he was down there with some friends of his, but y'all, he was back in the coal mine on Hump Day, and y'all, so we heard all kinds of stories from him about the, y'all, they've opened a new Fanny Land down there. Big Freddy, it's not Fanny Land. Why, the National Ass Day, and now you're calling it Fanny Land. Y'all, it's Fantasy Land, I'm sorry. Y'all, there's all kinds of new stuff that's open in there. It's not all open yet, but he said it was lovely. It was just lovely. And, y'all, he says you could tell that the gays were the ones that did it. Y'all, speaking of the gays, I want to go over here and read you something that my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, posted over at the BFO about Big Fatty's gentleman callers. And, y'all, I just want to read this to you because it made me giggle. It made me giggle. He says, being gay is awesome. Just awesome. He says, a dude rings and says he can fit in a half hour, no worries. And I thought, popping a Hungry Man dinner in the oven as a kid was quick and convenient and yummy. Ladies, are you listening? Big Freddy, he's got it figured out. Anyway, Straight Bob, I have to agree with you. It is awesome. It is awesome. So, anytime you wanna be my... Well, Big Freddy, please play the next call.
Hey, Big Freddy, it's Turnip Head calling. And the weather rat told me to call the BFO today. I don't really have anything to say other than I'm fucking freezing. So talk to that weather rat and fix that, okay? Thanks. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that turnip head, y'all, he does as instructed. Because, y'all, you know, if you go over there to the... BFO app, and click on the weather rat, y'all. There'll be a picture of Big Fatty dressed for the weather. And, y'all, sometimes Big Fatty's holding up a sign over there. And evidently, when Turnipin said that, it said, call the big BFO. And, y'all, he dropped everything, including his pants. Big Fatty. Y'all, he did exactly as instructed. And Turnipin, all I got to say is come for a visit down here in Charleston. It's chilly, but it's not fucking cold here. And, you know, it'll be lovely to have you come down here. And you can have a Singapore sling. Big Fatty, that was the other call. My Big Fatty sling's not from... Well, it's probably made in China. But y'all, those are the voice letters plus the one from the 202 area code that got ruined. So, that's about all I've got. Yes, Big Fatty, what are you going to do for the rest of the little show? Y'all don't have the slightest idea what I'm going to do. So I think I'll just open up the e-letters here and see what we got. Big Fatty, you've got to hurry up. No, actually, I don't have to hurry up because I don't really have anything anyway. Let's just open this. We'll read a little something. Y'all, by the way, Bill, the number one fan of the BFO, y'all, I've gotten several people that have given me ideas for the password manager. Bill, the number one fan of the number one, Big Freddy, you're confusing me. The number one fan, he uses something called 1Password. That's the number one and password. So, y'all, I'm going to check it out. Y'all, other people suggested that I just get a... Oh, yeah, I guess he'd get a piece of paper or put it in a document on the computer or something like that. So, anyway, so, y'all, thank you so much for listening today. Hopefully by tomorrow... I'll have something more for you to tell you about. But y'all, you know, sometimes it's a hit and sometimes it's a miss. Big Fatty, let me know when it's a hit. There's so few and far between. Now, Poodle Mate Noodle, if you're gonna be like that, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the studio. Okay, Big Fatty, we'll talk to you later. Bye bye. Yeah, Gussie, she actually left. Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.